You see, God is still speaking. The tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. And if any of those words are for you this morning, hear what the Spirit is saying to you. So how does God speak? God speaks in different ways. The Bible says he speaks in visions, in dreams, in prophecy. So his language is a language of the Spirit. So I'm going to share a few things around those lines of what God is speaking. But it is abnormal for a Christian to not have an appetite for the impossible. It is abnormal for a Christian to not have an appetite for the impossible. If you don't long for the impossible, you're sick. Something's wrong on the inside. And God wants to set you free. Before we went to India, I got a picture. God speaks, as I said, in mental pictures, images. I saw a picture of a rugby match. This one's for Rion. Rugby match. And I felt God saying to us, when we're going to India, it's not going to be like in score 2019. It's going to be 70-0. It was. 70-0. I mean, if you think you're going to India, there's 300 million different gods. Everyone has a god under every tree. There's a god that they're worshiping. So you're thinking now, we coming to India, there should be resistance. This should be hard. Oh, this is going to be tough. You know, the hectic scrums and tackles and things. It wasn't. It was like two teams on the field. But for us, we were just passing the ball and then just these massive gaps. We take the gaps, score. Woo, kick off, come on. Woohoo, pass, 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 score. My mind was blown at the presence and the power of God that we experienced. And I'm asking this question, could it be that this should be normal, Christianity? Could it be that we as believers should be as normal Christian living, that it should be victoriously triumphant, overcoming in every situation? Is it possible? I think it is the norm. I think it's the norm. We so say, oh, the devil is so big. Our God is huge. Our God is huge. He is massive. I mean, we prayed for people over this past week in India, and we counted our team. We counted 139 people physically healed. 139 people physically healed. It was incredible. It was incredible to stand there and to see how God touches people. The one lady, we went to empower the people to pray for one another, that they, because they also have this mindset. The pastor prays for the sick. The pastor is powerful. They also have this, that ungodly mindset. It's for everyone. So in the one meeting, there was a lady, 34 years of physical pain in her body. She couldn't work. She couldn't walk without pain. She couldn't go to the loo without pain. She had physical pain for 34 years. They prayed for her. And she tested her body. And she said for the first time in 34 years, she was pain free. Praise Jesus. Jesus still heals. The tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. Another young man, 25 years old, from birth, he could not move the fingers of his one hand. From birth, he's 25 years old. They prayed for him. He came forward in front of the whole crowd and he showed us his fingers moving. Hallelujah. That's amazing. We had cataracts disappearing from people's eyes. I think Rion, someone prayed for a guy, old guy, 10% hearing. 10% hearing only. The family brought him because they're so frustrated they can't communicate. So pray for him. So we prayed for him, and they interviewed him to check it. But they were cheering, high-fiving, saying, yes, healed. See, Jesus still opened ears. Jesus still opens eyes. Jesus still sets people free. I heard a wonderful testimony of a young man in America. He went to Washington State and he was went to visit some friends. And so he was at the restaurant visiting friends, and so he was sitting there, and the waitress came to him, and he suddenly had a word of knowledge for her. He had something about her family. He doesn't know her at all. So he shared this with her. She broke down crying, and she ran out. And then he saw in the distance, he saw in the other side of the restaurant, he saw a couple of Asian couple, and he saw that this lady, one lady had braces on her arms. And so he went over to her and said, "Well, can I pray for you?" And they said, "Well, we're Buddhist. But okay, you can pray for us." He prayed for the lady. She was instantly healed. She's been, for many, many years, she couldn't, I think her hand was also in a fist, couldn't open her hand, some form of disease on her hands and arms. They've gone to the ancestors. They've gone to their gods. Didn't change. Nothing changed. Instantly, Jesus steps onto the scene. This young man shares with them about Jesus, and they believe. Isn't that beautiful? Imagine you don't have to go around persuading people that Jesus is alive and why their gods are not real and why your God is real. Wouldn't it be just amazing to go to people and show them right now? Show them. Let me show you Jesus heals. Let me show you right now that this is the one true God. And as we saw this picture of... You see, the Holy Spirit wants to break out of church. So blessed what the local team, the guys have been going treasure hunting. The Holy Spirit wants to break out of church. The Holy Spirit wants to be unleashed, not just be... You see, the veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. And God wants to break out. Imagine you could walk into your classroom, into your business, into any situation of life. You could hear the voice of God, a word for someone that you can speak into. How did you know that? Well, God knows you. And then you can follow that up with, "Well, I see you're sick. Let me pray for you." Jesus heals. And you pray and they get instantly healed. Wouldn't that be epic? At any time, doing shopping, going to the Spur, whatever you do. Impacting people's lives. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to be unleashed, but there's something needs to shift on the inside of us. There was a guy, we went to a leaders meeting in India now, and we went there to bless some of the leaders. And there was another guy there, a prophetic guy from Canada. And so we were sharing, and then suddenly at some stage, this guy started to prophesy over us. Over me. And you're taking away my light now. It's okay. Are you hot? Should we up the aircon? Everyone on this side saying no. No. Okay, anyway, let me get back to the story. This guy prophesied over us as a church. In other words, he felt God saying the following to us. And he said, "The Lord is saying, you're going to get ridiculously good." Focused on ridiculously good. On flowing in words of knowledge, prophecy, and healing. I believe this is for everyone. The Bible says, "And there was great grace upon everyone." Every believer. Let's say that every. Everyone. God wants to set us free, that we start believing who is on the inside of us. We didn't just hit the enemy 70-0, it was 139-0. It was amazing. You see, the enemy is there because, you know, it's boring to play rugby on your own. Okay, guys, let's go throw the ball. There's no enemy. That's boring. So God has placed opposition there so we can have more fun. There's a level of the glory of God where we become more than conquerors. Super victorious. That's what the scriptures say. You can be super victorious in your life. There's a momentum coming to this church. It's going to blow our minds. We're going to start planting churches at incredible rates. That's what the word says. That's what the guy said from Canada. I'm receiving it. It's time for the Spirit to be unleashed, but for that to happen, something needs to shift on the inside of us. So I shared a month ago, how does heaven invade earth? Heaven invades earth when the Word of God comes. That's the first one. The Word comes. Then secondly, realignment has to happen on the inside of us. Like realign, agree with the Word of God, and then heaven invades earth. That is our call as believers. That's what we are supposed to be praying. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, you go to India and you see 1.2 billion people. And you're thinking, God, surely you're not going to leave it like this, are you? No. God has an end time plan. He is going to change. He has a plan to raise up his army. So I'm trusting this morning to share a few things with you to build up your faith. That you start to say, this is me. This is for me. This gift is for me. And walk in it. Matthew 4:17 is not on the screen, but Jesus preached, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So there's a realignment that needs to happen on the inside of us in our thinking according to his word, for heaven is poised to enter. Heaven invading earth, tangibly, manifestly. And so while we were in India, we got this word, John chapter 12, verses 12 to 13. I just felt Holy Spirit say, go read it. And it was about Jesus entering Jerusalem triumphantly. It says there, the next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming, to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. They heard that Jesus is coming to Jerusalem. What was their response? They celebrated. They became joyous. They took palm branches from the palm trees and they started to wave it. And then they started to cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. What does it mean? Hosanna. It means, Lord, save now. Lord, save now. Lord, save now. Jesus is coming to East London. Have you heard? Have you heard? Jesus is coming to East London. You need to see it. You need to hear it in your heart. Jesus is coming to East London. Verse 15, it says, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming. I believe this is a prophetic word, a prophetic statement of what is happening right now. You see, Jesus is not just the Lord of Jerusalem. Do you know that? He is Lord of every city and every nation across the world. He is Lord over all. He is Lord over all. And so I saw this picture of every city. It's like right now, at this very moment, there's an end time move of God where every city across this world are being laid siege, not by the enemy, but by God and his armies. He's laying siege. Jesus is laying siege to every city across this world. He's standing poised. He's ready. He's saying, let's take the land. What is he looking for? Faith. One or two people say, God, that's me. That's us. We are part of that end time army. We are part of that end time army to see the kingdom of heaven come. So I want to declare it this morning. Your king is coming. Let's say that. Your king is coming. East London. Your king is coming. Victoriously. Your king is coming. Amen. You're going to start believing that soon. Your king is coming. There are so many of us, our hearts are so sick with fear and unbelief that we're missing out on the fullness of God. You see, the nature of the kingdom of God is as follows. You first have to believe it before you see it. You first have to believe it before you see it. So the Sunday morning we were preaching, and there were lots of people coming to Christ. They came weeping. Some of the young people came kneeling as tears were running down their faces. Old guys weeping as the presence and the power of God were hitting them, as the king was calling them. And then we had people lining up, main rows. There's lots of people in India. Praise Jesus. But there's always one more to pray for. But they lined up. And then the pastors were coming and saying, go quicker, go quicker. And, you know, they went, bless them and go on, because they want to bless them. I'm saying, I don't want to bless them. I want them healed. And so we'd take their hands. And then I would feel the presence of God coming. My toes started to tingle. I am now Tinkle Toes. For those who do not know, Rion is the tank. I am Tinkle Toes. But when the toes start tinkling, then people get healed. It was classic. So while we're praying, another pastor, the wife, pastor's wife, she's coming around and saying, go quicker, go quicker. I'm saying, no, I'm not going quicker. I'm going to pray until they are healed. Because we ask what's wrong. We ask what's happening. We pray for them and they say, no, nothing, no better, no better. And then we pray again and then they test again. Better, better, 100%, high five, Jesus heals. Now. And so we were prayed for about two and a half hours of a line of people. I think about 80% of them were healed of the line of people in that line. You see, Jesus heals. Why does Jesus heal? Because he's saying, let heaven invade earth. What's in heaven? Any sickness in heaven? Any devil in heaven? No. No evil in heaven. No sickness in heaven. So when we say, God, let your kingdom come, then heaven invades and lives are transformed. So the one family, whole family of people came. The two ladies, they were in the church. The brother was in between. Mom and dad were Hindu. And so they came for prayer, prayed for the brother. God powerfully touched him and healed him. Then prayed for mom and dad, who were completely Hindu. And I mean, they haven't not accepted Jesus. And God powerfully touched them. Powerfully touched them. I can't even remember what the issues were. But I think the old guy, he couldn't sit on the floor and cross his legs on the floor. And I think that's part of the culture. So he's really freaked out about it. So anyway, so now we pray for him. And then we say, test. Then he went and he went down and he went, oh, wow, wow, better. Woo, better. Wow, wow, wow. Everyone's like, okay, no, this is much better. And some other things as well, pain in the body and things disappeared. But I realized that when the presence of God comes, sickness goes. When the presence of God comes, sickness goes. And so the evening we were at another service and did the same thing. It was chaos. It was a real challenge. We had a competing band just outside. It was hot beyond hot. I think it was 73 degrees Celsius. And and the worship was sweet on the ears. Praise Jesus. And so anyway, so we did the same thing and we prayed. And I prayed for about five people and nothing was happening. Absolutely nothing. And they all getting, go quicker, go quicker. And I said, no, stop this. So we stopped and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, come. Presence of God, come. Then my toes started to tinkle again. And then people started to get healed again. It is so real. We tested with everyone. We asked them. We check it. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming. coming on a level that we have never experienced. Brett had this word while we were praying in the week there. He saw a graph just going up. I put a graph up there. There's somewhere there's a graph. There's a graph. And we believe that is the will of God for us. An increase in grace, an increase in His presence, an increase in His power. Increase. 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 There's an increase coming. What is joy? Joy is to live in the reality of the victory of Jesus on the cross. Joy. Joy. We are in a kingdom of joy. And what was amazing for me over this whole week, we had so much fun. We laughed so much. And we were just like a rugby match, just playing the ball. Score, score, score. And I believe that's a kingdom pattern. God wants us to have so much fun, so much joy, so much joy. And while we have joy, there's an overflow of grace upon people. I want to show you something. I've been doing this a few times. I want to do it again. This is God. Water. This is you. Close you. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is to overflow.
Overflow. Woo. Come on. Overflow. Overflow. Overflow.
I'm going to stop there. But God wants us to overflow His presence. Imagine us being so full of the Holy Spirit that we just come into contact with people and there's an overflow of the very presence of God. Luke chapter 17 speaks of the kingdom coming within. Jesus saying, the kingdom is the kingdom within you. It's not on the outside, it's within you. And then just later on in Romans chapter 14, 17, it says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy. So when the kingdom comes, joy comes. So we were praying for one of the people in our team, I think it was Andrea, and then we saw a picture of her, like a four-year-old on a little bicycle, and there was a pink bicycle with streamers. And then there was this little party pack thingy where you blow. Doo-doo. And we felt that such a word from God. God has called us to be like children. God has called us to have so much fun. And while we're having fun, the kingdom is coming powerfully. You see, each of us should get onto a little bicycle, little thingy. Behind you, there's this massive bulldozer. Huge bulldozer. Just bulldozing away the kingdom of darkness. And what are you doing? Doo-doo, Jesus reigns. My daddy's big. My daddy is glorious. My daddy is powerful. Psalm 16:11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. So I want to ask you this question again. How's the kingdom doing? How's your joy levels? How's the kingdom doing? I find more joy, more kingdom. Just overflowing the presence and the power of God. When you rest in His presence, then He works. When you work, He rests. When you work in your own ability, if you're trying to do the Christian thing in your own ability, He rests, because you're trying to do it. But when you rest in His presence, then He works. So we were at the one service. Rion was praying for a lady. And suddenly she started to manifest a demon. Yep. In India. Can you imagine? So now, This is getting a bit wild, and everyone is a bit screaming and shouting and going on. So now I sort of get into it as well, and I'm standing there, and the lady's speaking, and she's moving, and it's fun. And then the interpreter asks, what's going on, what she's saying? And she's saying, no, she's saying, I'm not coming out. That's very interesting. That's a very weird thing to say to yourself. I'm not coming out. But I had this incredible peace, incredible joy. Put my hand on a shoulder. Like, after a while, quieted everyone down. Relax. You see, the enemy is a defeated foe. He's small. Our God is big. And so I just told the interpreter, just tell her she's loved. Tell her Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And at some stage, it was a stubborn one. And after a while, I was just standing there, I started to laugh. But it was like a joyful laugh. It's like, just go. And then it went. And she was set free. Peace. Joy. Not hardly raising my voice. IPL 6. But we're so afraid. We're so afraid of the enemy because we're not aware how big our God is. We bought Vian a hamster. Now imagine you rugby team and you're going against the 15 hamsters. Are you going to be tense? Oh, the hamster. No, just squish, squish. Goodbye. Come on. God is wanting his children to go to another level of confidence and boldness where you know who lives on the inside of you. When you know that if you live in his presence causes whatever is not of him to go. I'm standing on a word that there's going to come a time that everyone will be healed. Man, we almost have had a few 80%ers. 100% everyone healed. That's what God's going to do. We're going to get ridiculously good at flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. All of us. Going to blow your mind. There are lovers and there are workers. And lovers get more work done than do workers. Mike Bickle said this. There are lovers and there are workers. And lovers get more work done than do workers. When you are passionately in love with God himself, you just want to be in his presence. And that's what we told ourselves as a team. The most amazing, we spend 2, 3, 4 hours every day just worshiping God. That was the most epic, his presence. Then we go to a meeting and we just overflow him. Hello, meet the one we just met in worship before we came. The one who heals, the one who saves, the one who sets free. Heard a lovely testimony of the power of worship. A group of young people, they heard of a lady in hospital. She had a brain tumor and she was deaf in the one ear. She was losing feeling on the right side of her body. She spoke with great difficulty, slurring her words, and she was in terrible pain. So they came to the hospital. They didn't pray for her. They just worshipped. They just worshipped. They just worshipped God. And suddenly the presence of God came. And then the lady cried, my ears opened. Deafness left. They kept singing and she said, my speech is clearer, speaking clearly. And then suddenly she started to move her limbs and she said, all the pain is gone. God overhauled her body. God overhauled her body. Do you think God can do that again? Do you think he can do that this morning for sick bodies? And broken hearts. I've heard of a young boy in Argentina. He had mental problems. He was diagnosed with a mental problem. He couldn't work, couldn't study. So he was getting like Fs and zeros in his tests. Young boy. We went to the service like this. Where they want to pray for the sick. And he was standing next to his mom. And then suddenly he started to shout. It's burning, mommy. It's burning. And she's saying, well, what's burning? And he pointed to the left side of his head. And she looked there, and there was suddenly there was stitches on that part of his head. He's never had surgery. He's never had surgery. He felt burning sensation over here and suddenly stitches. And she immediately tested him, starting to ask him questions to test his intellect. And he started to get all the answers correctly. Went to the doctors. They said this is where the problem was. This side of his brain, there was issues. He started to get A's and B's in his tests. He was completely healed of this mental disorder. What happened? Heaven came to earth. You see, in heaven, there's no mental problems. Just perfect bodies. Angels went to do surgery or something. I don't know. Love to see what happened there. But Jesus healed. The presence of God, the fire of God came. He said, it's burning, it's burning. And the boy was healed. You see, it's not about trying harder. Let's say it. It's not about trying harder. It's about having more fun in the presence of God. When we start living in the presence of God, we connect with heaven and life flows forth. That's where God has called us to open the gates. Right now, I believe God is laying siege to East London. And he is saying to East London, your king is coming. Your king is coming. Your king is coming. Your king is coming. And when the king comes, he saves, he heals, he delivers. Another lady we prayed for, I think it was a Friday evening. Her husband is involved in witchcraft. So she was battling. She injured her shoulder quite badly. She had a swelling in her legs and I think arms as well, etc. And so I was praying for her. And then suddenly she had an encounter with God. That's basically what I can say. She had an encounter with God. Her body started to shake as God touched her. And then she felt this incredible headache, even like a evil thing that was oppressing her. We addressed it and she was set free. And her shoulder was completely healed and she was blessed. Smiled. Our God reigns over every disease, over every evil. You and I can open the floodgates of heaven. You can open the floodgates of heaven in your house, in your home, in your workplace. Over this week, I saw a picture of a dragon with his tail around a box. Then I saw, again, it's a symbolic of evil. And I felt that it was the enemy surrounding people's hearts with lies. So the tail around the box, someone's heart, believer's heart. I believe it was the lies that the enemy have sold to believers. Lies. And I saw God coming. I saw a man coming, putting his foot on the head of the dragon, putting his foot down and then cutting the head off. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He overcame evil. And he's wanting to set you and me free, that we start believing, I have Christ living on the inside of me. I am powerful in the Lord. When I pray, things happen. Lives are transformed. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 8, just ending off with this. I'm wanting to share a few stories of the spiritual realm so you can become aware. In our Western society, we are so intellectual where we miss out on what's happening around us in the spirit realm. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 8, it says, lift up your heads, O your gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I want us to read that together. Verse 7, Let's read that together. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. This is the King of glory. He wants to set hearts free. He wants to come and live on the inside of us. He wants to set us free from the oppression of the enemy. Heaven invading earth. Heaven invading earth. So what are you battling with? What are you struggling with? Can Jesus set you free? Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus can and he wants to this morning. It was incredible for us just in India just to pray for people and to see how the power and the presence comes and transforms. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, this is not just for India, this is for East London. Shake off the lies of the enemy. Shake off the lies of the enemy. We are supposed to win 70-0 every time. That's God's heart for us.